What's going on, beaches? It's your boy, Papa Solio, and we are going to go schlive for the Daily Sleaze in just a second, but you're listening to this, so you're not knowing that I'm going schlive, but you should know that I'm going schlive, and you would if you were subscribed to my YouTube channel, Daily Soul Podcast. That's where you can catch the live streams. That's the best place to catch the live streams, so go and catch the live streams over there on the Daily Soul Podcast channel, on the YouTubes, and of course, going schlive every single day. So thank you so much for subscribing wherever you are. Podcast is available everywhere. And I also want to take a moment right now to let you know, I've been posting about this in my Instagram story, but my second podcast, Swolenormous Audio Experience, usually keep that on the DL just because, you know, people find it, people stumble upon it, and it's just raw. It's just a raw podcast. It's just straight up, you know, real passionate, real fucking, just real shit. And it complements the Daily Swole wonderfully. So I go into some issues sometimes, you know, issues and maybe it's social issues or fitness issues or just life philosophies. It's really just whatever I want to post. Sometimes you get rips from YouTube and you'll get audio vlogs and all sorts of things over there on the audio experience, thus the experience. So kind of go experience a day in a life, go check it out. And that's just the Swolenormous Audio Experience. So if you're listening to this, whatever app you're listening to this on for the Daily Swole, you can find the Swolenormous Audio Experience. So just type in Swolenormous and you will find that. Subscribe there and check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. Posted a new one yesterday. So go give that a look, see, or a listen, see. Yeah, so after this filming, when you're listening to this, I've already gone and done this, but I've already gone live on Alan's channel at Everyday Fitness on YouTube. We did a little powwow today, and we did like a multi-stream where we all talked to a young gentleman about a lot of pending issues, and John's going to be on it, Alan's wife. So whenever you're listening to this, go check that out on his channel at Everyday Fitness. So should be good. I'm looking forward to it. So yeah, this is before that goes down. So it's going to be cool. Always have a fun time. For now, we're going to talk about some program design. I want to jump right into it because that's coming up. And without further ado, episode 1203, we're talking about training less being more effective than training more often. Could it be? Is it possible? When is it possible? When's it a good idea? Let's get into it. Episode 1203, Beaches. Let's go.
Oh, oh. The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, you sexy motherfuckers. Testing, testicles. Testing, testicles of testicles. Oh. Welcome, everyone, to episode 1203 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevescast, and Slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, bustas, hustlers, and ye old hoes? Checking me out live on the YouTube channel at Daily Swole Podcast. And of course, I'm also going and tickling your taints over on Facebook at Swolenormous because I'm everywhere. One of the few people that fucking respect every single platform. So I'm everywhere for those of you that are true fucking gangsters. What's going on, peeps? What's going on, beaches? We got some cool stuff coming today. So let me give you a little heads up what's going on right now. And if you just can't get enough, of Papa Swolio after this episode and you want more, gonna ride this train over onto Alan's channel. So here's the deal, peeps. Here's the dilly yo yo. After this at 2 p.m. Eastern time, gonna be going live over on Alan's channel at Every Damn Day Fitness on YouTube. So after this, might be a little brief intermission, maybe a couple minutes, because we might wrap up here about 1:45 or something like that. And I'm going to be over there. So if you just want a little bit more nip pinching, if you want a little bit more daddy today and a little more pops, make sure you go check out that live cast. It's not a podcast, but it's going to be a live cast. Yeah, smack that. We got the like police over here. Nicholas is on the like. You're my like enforcer. Yeah. Follow it. Do what Nicholas says. Like the podcast, motherfuckers. Like that shit. Yeah. Get on that shit. Will. Oh, my sweet potatoes in the air fryer. Never use an air fryer. I hear people like it. I'm standing today. I'm standing. I decide I never stand because I always feel like, oh, I don't want to stand. I want to sit. But now I'm actually like, I'm feeling good. I think this is going to change the energy of the show again. You know, I used to stand. I used to do all of it standing. I used to do it all through the phone. I used to do it with the board. The old episodes, I was standing for pretty much, I think, every single one for the most part, for most of them. Yeah. Ah, the days. But I got a standing desk. I don't know why I've been sitting so much. It's all good. Anyway, you liked, you liked yesterday's episode? How many of you checked out that one yet? Did you guys all listen to that or watch that? It was a two-parter. So if you caught the one with John yesterday, so if you didn't see that one yet, make sure you go check it out. This one, it got shut off. Like the bandwidth just completely took a complete dump, like at two thirds of the way through. And then we reconnected it. So if you watch the video, there's a part one, a part two, but the podcast, I stitched it together. So I appreciate it. I love talking to that guy. Good dude. And he, you know, it's great. It's great to hear people that have had that personal experience, you know, people that have actually been through it. So it's great to have that kind. It's great to hear that type of positivity and that type of mindset from someone who's been there and really understands it firsthand. That has value. That carries a lot of weight for those of you that are trying to make a lot of changes. Maybe make a lot of changes like John has. Are any of you trying to make like massive weight loss changes, like trying to lose that much weight, 100, 150? How many of you watching, is there anyone here trying to lose over 100 pounds? The sun is shining. The bacon is sizzling. Mama Swilio's making some bacon. So I'm going to do this podcast, go smash some bacon. I might actually, believe it or not, I might actually be eating bacon on the next podcast. I might be eating on the show. I don't want to blow out people's ear holes. I'm sitting here like smacking bacon, smacking my lips with bacon. Emilian Davis, 100 pounds. Ooh, a hundo. Looking to drop a hundo. Good for you. Good for you. John Jones's dealer. I love that. I think that's my favorite name of all time. I think that's my favorite name that I've seen on any platform. So today I wanted to talk about training frequency or doing less being more. Now I get a lot of questions every day. You know, if you follow me on Instagram, I post a lot of IGTV videos and I answer a lot of questions from all of you over there. So if you love the Ask Papa Swolio that just dropped today, and if you like that kind of whole flow, make sure you drop your questions there on Ask Papa Swolio. But you can also follow me on Instagram. I do a lot of Q&As in my story. So if you're an Instagram person too, make sure you check out the Instagram stories. I'm usually posting a question sticker every day, and I'm getting a ton of content from there in terms of answering questions. So you can get your question featured in an IGTV video if you ask. But if you don't ask, you won't get it answered. If you don't ask, I can't give you the answers. You know what I'm saying? You know. Just 14 pounds? Hell yeah. Don't get in trouble for watching the podcast at work. Don't get in trouble. Awful. Fuck. What do I care? Get in trouble. That's the best way to get in trouble.
I was making some sick fucking gains. I'm sorry, boss.
I was making some gains. I was listening to Daddy Swole. I was listening to Papa Sleazio. Sorry. Sorry, boss man. I saw it, sir. I was listening to Papa Swolio. Yes, I was. I was listening to Papa Swolio. I saw it, sir. Be a good bitch and get back to work. Stop listening to that bearded fucking legend. A little Swolgo. What'd you guys train today? Just a crushed leg day. I just got back from a leg day, got a sick leg pump. Oh, I did some bad things. That's actually why I'm standing, to be honest. That's why I'm standing right now, because I was thinking to myself, probably not the best thing to come back in and sit down for like 3 or 4 fucking hours right after leg day. Cause I did a little cool down. I did calves and stuff, but I didn't really mobilize or stretch. So I really don't want to just be stiff. I'd rather stand up and kind of shake back and forth. So if you're watching me, no, I'm not going through withdrawals. No, I'm not like tweaking. I'm just trying not to cramp and make sure that my legs stay loose. And if you see me going back and forth, you know, it's really important to move. It's not so much a thing where when you're sitting down, that sitting is bad. I think we give sitting such a bad rap. Sitting is bad for you. Well, people have been sitting for fucking thousands of years. You can do deep squats. You can sit on things. People have been sitting on rocks and wood, and it's not just the sitting. That sitting is not a big deal. It's sitting for long periods of time. So it's not that if you're in a hip flex position, you should never sit. It's just that you should sit, but then you should be standing up and squatting down and standing up and walking around and going left and twisting and bending and squatting all the way down and then sitting in a chair and then getting up and then moving and then pushing. You should be doing all those things. So it's not about the sitting. It's about sitting for 8 fucking hours a day for 30 years. You know what I'm saying? It's not about the actual sitting. It's okay. You're human. Any movement that the human body can do, the human body should be able to do. That's all good. It's all good. If you want to sit, if you want to stand, if you want to bend, if you want to touch your toes, you should be able to do all those things. That's what the body is meant to do. But some people are more flexible naturally, more mobile naturally than others. But don't demonize any one position. And we tend to. So I'm just kind of clarifying it. So all the chairs out there that I've been hurting feelings on, you know, all the chairs are like, you're so mean to us. You're so mean to us. You just tell people not to sit and telling people not to use us and couches. Furniture hates me. Furniture hates me because I've been blasting them for like 3 years. Everyone has. You got to activate your glutes. You're tightening up hip flexors. Chair. Can you imagine? We're trying to fight for people's rights. Everyone, we're trying to fight for everyone to be accepted and hurt no one's feelings. We have fat acceptance. We got healthy at every size and all that shit we've been talking about. What about chair acceptance? What about couch acceptance? Been getting bad raps for, God, ever since like corrective exercise and yoga is being more popular. Chair's been, I saw a post recently and it said chairs tightening up hip flexors since 18 something. That's like, no, first or whatever year. Tightening up hip flexors. That's what they're known for. Shit. Poor chairs, known for being demonized for causing all the movement compensations in this world. My goodness. How dare we? The fucking nerve. What do you mean, you people? We're all over the place today. Feeling good. Feeling right. You know, it gets really weird. Once I get a pump, it's like, I don't give a shit what we talk about. I'm just feeling good. I'm just feeling great. Feel great. Got a great pump. You guys have that? Just get that fucking high. Just get that high. The high. Says the guy that hates on beds. I don't hate on beds. I just said I move more. I don't hate on beds. You can have a bed if you want to. I think we're probably going to get a platform bed. I don't really want to, but the way I'm trying to rearrange the other room. So, I want to move things around. I don't want to elevate things. I like it where it, I like it on the fucking ground. It's an InfiniBed. InfiniFat. We talked about InfiniFat. It's an InfiniBed. If you're on the ground, you just kind of like the bed never ends. It never ends. And if you have a carpet, it never ends. This isn't an infinite bed. You could hang your leg off the side. Oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. Maybe a really low platform. I don't know. It's going to be weird. I like feeling like I'm on the ground, even though it's not really the ground. Anyway. Oh, yeah. Friendly reminder. I like that, Alyssa. Here we go. Hey-o. Drink your motherfucking water. Everyone chug. Wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, time to drink some water. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Drink. Go. Oh, that was like the last couple sips. You know, once you start drinking water, you realize how thirsty you are. Man, I need to fill up. So good call, Alyssa. I'm going to drink some coffee throughout the rest of this episode. And then before the next one, I'm going to fill up on water. Does tea count? If that's all you got near you, yeah, it doesn't. I mean, you should drink water too, but tea is better than, I wouldn't count coffee towards water, but tea in more instances, I would say, it's closer to drinking just regular water rather than coffee. But caffeine is a diuretic, so you're gonna pee more if you're drinking caffeine. So it depends on if it's caffeinated or not. I still like people just to categorize water as water. But, you know. Fluids. Give yourself the ability to have fluids. Tea is much better if you're actually drinking tea and not like iced tea or, you know, that kind of tea, like sugar tea. So let's talk a little bit about, less being more. So I've been getting a bunch of questions. I mentioned earlier the new Ask Papa Swolio on the main Swolenormous channel and the question stickers in my Instagram story. But a lot of you are beginners. So for those of you that are watching live, put in the comments below how long you've been lifting. Continuous, like consistently, not like, oh, your first time you lifted was 50 years ago. Like, how long have you been lifting? How long have you been consistent? And what I mean by consistent, like you've been lifting three to five times a week. How long? So how long you've been lifting, just so I can get a feel for who's watching live. And then everyone that's listening, how long have you been lifting? So a beginner, when I say novice, beginner, it's honestly really like the first year or two. People like to think, oh, it's a couple months. Am I intermediate now? It's really like the first couple years, if to be truly honest, what you're learning about your body. But at least the first year, you're a beginner completely. Let's for this conversation, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, and let's talk about the first year being more like you're more of a beginner in terms of volume, in terms of, but it's not just the volume, because of course, after a year of lifting, your strength can improve a lot and you'll be night and day different. If you train consistently for a year, you're going to be night and day different than you were a year before in terms of how you feel, your muscle control. But for the first couple years, you're really a beginner. Now, a novice, beginner, the first couple months, that's when like you're really getting sore. Everything is a super shock and super brand new. So I wanted to discuss a little bit more in terms of like how many days you should be lifting and in terms of the volume and how hard you should be lifting, because there's a lot of people that are thinking that you hear a lot about the full body. Oh, full body 3 times a week, 4 times a week is best for building muscle. You should be doing total body more often because your body needs more frequency, not more volume, especially as a natural lifter. Let me tell you something. I built my muscle off doing body parts generally one time per week, at least once every 5-6 days. That's how I built most of my gains in terms of like, I wasn't training legs twice a fucking week. I couldn't fucking walk. I was training so hard. I was blasting my fucking legs. I couldn't do legs twice a fucking week. I remember, I'm not saying this is the best way to do it either. I'm telling you what I did. So to think that that's not possible or that, oh no, we can't, make sure you check yourself on that one. Make sure you check yourself, because that's not what, that's what's getting misconstrued. People think that, oh, if I'm doing total body, that it's better. There was one study or someone said, or someone with a degree said that you should be doing total body 3 days a week or 4 days a week. Better in terms of what? I think a beginner should be doing more total body workouts at the beginning. But if you want to build a lot of fucking muscle, you want to progress quickly to more volume and less frequency. That's what you want to do. No pro bodybuilders, people that are, I don't care if you're taking steroids. Even if you are, you still have to train like a fucking beast. Steroids just help you recover faster. So what you want to do is increase the volume. Now, if you're increasing the volume on each body part, what has to happen? You can't train it that often because you're going to get more sore. You're going to do more damage, so you have to give it more time. So then, of course, your training starts going. If you're doing 4 days a week total body, it's going to quickly go to 3 days, and then it's going to go to upper, lower, push-pull legs. There's so many different splits, but you're going to start breaking down into less in one, less variety in terms of less different body parts, more specific on a given training day, and more volume. So you're going to do more damage. Thus, you're going to need more time to recover. You're going to need 3 days between chest workouts, and then 4, and then 5, and then potentially 7. It doesn't have to be like that, though. You can train chest more often. So I'm just giving you all the options. You could train chest, for example, more often during the week. Now, when we say week, that's just a period in which you can determine a cycle. You can go off a 9-day cycle or a 10-day or a 14-day. We just use a week because our calendar, we're used to conceptualizing 7 days, but it's very arbitrary. So you can do a 5-day cycle. You could do a 3-day cycle, or it's, you can tweak that a little bit. All right. That's not, doesn't have to be just 7 days. So if we're using 7 days, if we're agreeing like a week and okay, how many times are you training X body part in that week? So chest twice a week, you're not going to do as much in each workout as if you did chest once a week. Now, a lot of people, the whole bro split chest on one day, back on another day, legs on another day, shoulders another day, biceps on one day, triceps. That's a fucking huge split. I don't like that. But if you're doing something like chest and triceps or chest and biceps or chest and back or chest and legs or something or chest and shoulders, it's totally fine. It's totally fine to do that once every 5 days or do a body part once a week, but it might not be optimal. I don't think it's optimal for most people. I think if you're more advanced, very advanced, and you have your recovery on lock, maybe you're taking things like, maybe you're taking inappropriate or illegal substances or things like that. So I think that application exists and it's definitely a viable option. It's definitely a viable option, but it's probably not ideal for the majority of people because the majority of people aren't going to do that much volume. The majority of people don't want to get that big. The majority of people don't have that kind of intensity to warrant 7 day split. That's really what it comes down to, I think. Now, when I was doing one body part a week, like, you know, I was doing each workout once a week, I was crushing myself. I was training and I was pushing fucking hard, yo. I was really letting it fucking go. I was really letting it go. So those 7 days were required. I needed that. I was sore to the touch for the whole fucking week. I was sore to the touch for the whole fucking week. So when I did that, I still made, I still got amazing results. But I was also earning that, right? I was also earning that. It was also something that I needed to do. Otherwise, I wasn't going to be recovered in time. So most people don't train that hard. You might think you train hard, but you probably don't train as hard as you think you do. You probably don't. And that's not to be rude, but a lot of people that are doing 7 day splits or they're doing a body part once a week, they're not really training hard enough to warrant once a week type rest. Does that make sense? Are we on the same page? Make sure you drop that in the comments if anything that I'm saying is unclear. So it's not that it doesn't work. It's just that most people aren't putting in that type of intensity and overload to warrant a 1 day per week and a one time a week frequency. So I think that most people are good on a 2 times a week or once every 5 days, something like that. I think that's a better, more appropriate because of the time involvement or the time investment that most people are going to do or most people are going to give. I think with the effort that most people are going to train as you're learning how to push yourself as like a beginner and intermediate lifter. And in terms of just your ability to stay on a schedule, like to be more consistent, twice a week is really good for adjusting and for protecting yourself against schedule mishaps. So let me explain what that means too. The more opportunities you give yourself for a workout, the more customizing and the more dynamic you can be with your schedule. In other words, you can adapt better to the unforeseen, the unknown. And that's going to happen. So you have chaos in your life. You got a flat tire and you couldn't make it to the gym on today. So maybe you have, or you got the flu, or you just have a headache and you feel shitty for the day. You caught something for a day or two, or you have to pick your kids up from work and your wife can't get them, whatever the situation is. And your schedule just gets fucked up. Like it happens and it's going to happen. And it's going to happen a lot. So you have a couple options. You have one, you can just go, cry about it. I can't work out. What am I going to do? Or you can still stay on your nutrition, eat healthy, meditate, do some stretching, you know, spend time with your family, or okay, you'll get back on it. Do something to stay consistent that you can do at home or that can fit your schedule. Everyone can foam roll for fucking 10 minutes. Everyone can do stretching and some yoga for 5, 10, 15 fucking minutes. Do a swollen 7 if you're an ex member. You know, do something, just fucking do something bite sized. You can still keep shit together. And then tomorrow you just get back on it. So if you're doing a body part on a, you know, more frequently, it doesn't really shift off your schedule that much. It doesn't really fuck your world up. Because if you're doing, let's say push pull legs, because it's very easy to explain. So let's say push pull legs rest, push pull legs rest, or something like that. That's like your cycle. So you're doing all pushing movements. Let's say you're doing chest, triceps, shoulders on Monday, then you're doing pull, back, biceps, hamstrings, or you're doing upper, you know, and then legs day, you're doing leg day, and then rest. So let's say the next day after that, let's say that's a Thursday, you're going to do push again, and something comes up. It's like, oh, fuck, I have to go somewhere and do something. Then, okay, you just do that. You just do your workout on Friday. So it just shifts you one day. It gives you a little day of rest, and that's fine. You're still doing your push, pull legs, and then you're just one, quote, day off. But you're not really losing anything. I think when someone takes a day off, especially when they're at the beginning of their training, they're not really used to recovery. That's not their main focus yet. When you take a day off, you feel like you're behind. It's like you have X amount of days to lift, and oh, shit, I missed one. So I'm never going to be where I could have been if I got that work. I was like, yo, it's fine. Just go tomorrow. People freak the fuck out when they can't make it to the gym. And that's good. I'm not saying that. Like, here I am trying to get everyone to start working out more. You freak out when you don't make it. Yeah, you should take it seriously. But if you can't make it, don't feel like you're going to lose all your fucking progress. How many people feel like they're losing all their gains because they're not causing inflammation for one fucking day? Take a day off. Rest, but go do something, like do stretching, do some foam rolling, like you can meditate, take care of your body, eat right. A day off from lifting, if you can't make it, doesn't mean you eat like shit and you treat your body like garbage. That's it. Like, there's no days off. Dude, fuck yes, man. Fuck yeah, bro. Vince in the house with a slam fucking dunk, and actually a decent Vince. I know we usually talk about dumb fuck Vinces on this podcast and on my YouTube channel. But this is a good Vince right here. Vince Mojack. Mozak? I never say it right, do I? I like the Mojack. Mojack. Days off is now meditation and or yoga. Thank you for that. Fuck yeah, it's not a day off. It's not like, hey, I don't have anything to do today. Sure you do. And it's great when you can't, quote, make it to the gym. Of course you can make it to the, quote, to the gym. Like, every day just means you're getting something done to move you forward every day. Doesn't mean that you have to go and break your body down and fuck your shit up. Doesn't mean you have to train and bleed out your eyeballs. It doesn't mean that. A lot of people feel like it means that. And that's tough. That's rough for a lot of people. I saw someone earlier. I can't find the message right now. Someone asked, like, does Papa Swolio do leg day? I just got back from leg day. My legs are like sausages. Big old fucking juicy, juicy thighs. Yeah. Fucking love leg day. That's my favorite day. People ask me, do you have a favorite body part? Yes and no. I still train hard upper body. I mean, I love training everything, but I really give my legs, I don't know. I don't know if I train my legs the hardest. I mean, I certainly do. Oh, Twitch team. Hey, Twitch. Ho. Do I chew gum? No. No, I don't. Good to know, Josh. Since I've started watching your show, I've started yoga and proper stretching. What a difference it makes on my body. Yeah. Good shit, dude. Hell yeah. Glad to hear it. I love hearing that shit. That means that's good stuff. That means a lot to me to know that you're feeling better mentally and physically. It's one of those things that it does both. It does both. It's great mentally. It's great physically. It's amazing. Amazing. Good shit. Wes making it happen. So don't feel like if you have to take a day off that you're missing all your gains. Your body can survive. So anyway, if you're training more often, if you're training more frequently, you can adapt. All you do is you're shifting. What are you doing? You're shifting your programming back one day. But if you're training 7 days a week and you're splitting your body parts up every day, then it shifts everything back another day. So if you can't make it to that workout on Wednesday, for example, if you're doing like each body part on one day a week, real hardcore bro split or something, you're doing 5-6 day split, and then you miss Wednesday, everything gets pushed back another day, and then you're really shifting everything. You're shifting more dominoes. You're shifting more things. And some of those body parts maybe didn't need an extra day. What if you miss another day later that week? So now everything is, some of these body parts are getting 9 days of rest since the previous. So it's like, it doesn't make sense. It's not enough frequency for the average person. And when I say average person, I'm talking about like 95% of people that work out. I know 95% of the people in the world don't work fucking nowhere close. But of the people that work out, 95% of people should be training body parts more frequently than once per week. That's what I truly believe. Whether it's 3 times a week, whether it's 1.5 times, you know, in a cycle, like it's just more frequently than once per week. I think that's the better play for most people. It's less time commitment on a given day. So you don't have to have 2-hour workouts. You can do 30 minutes, 45 minutes just fine. And you don't have to, you could be more dynamic. You could be more dynamic with your split. The average person has shit that happens. How many of you have kids? How many of you have things that come up? Some of you have really consistent schedules, which is great, but still shit can happen. You have to come in. You're just exhausted, right? Let's say you're not getting sleep as it is. And so some days you just need, like, I need to sleep in. I need to get like an hour or two of sleep more. So you take that maybe one of those days and you shift things back one day. It's less impactful. It's less damaging to your programming. It won't throw you off as much. Is 3 days high intensity training and 3 days lifting overdoing it? Have also been incorporating yoga 4 to 5 times after a workout. Overdoing it for what? I mean, I'm not a big fan of the HIIT training stuff. I'm not personally a big fan of it, but it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. If it's helping you accomplish your goals, what you're doing, if you're getting, you like what you're seeing, cool. If you're kind of in a rut, then it depends on what kind of rut you're in and how you're measuring that rut and what you're trying to accomplish. And then I could recommend it. So I don't know what you're trying to accomplish. If you're not overdoing it, then you're not overdoing it. That's relative. For some people, like for example, for a beginner, 3 days of HIIT training, it's probably overdoing it already. So for a beginner, that'd be overdoing it. I don't know if you're overdoing it. And overtraining doesn't always happen within, like you could do something for a year and then you start overtraining. So it doesn't matter. Overtraining is more about under recovery. Yeah, no one works out. No one fucking works out. John Jones dealer. Nobody works out. I go to the beach and I feel like one of those Greek statues. I notice that when I go to yoga classes and stuff. I go to yoga classes and I don't wear a shirt in yoga class. Like I don't let fucking shirt sticking to me and stuff like that. I always get everyone wears a shirt. I'm like, why would you wear a shirt doing fucking yoga? Give me a break. The few times I've ever worn a shirt is usually like if I'm doing videos where I'm doing audio. So I have like maybe a lapel or something, mic, and I'm clipped on or something. So I need a shirt. Good shit, Steve. I've been doing the elimination diet for 2 weeks, starting to see improvements in my overall health. Of course. Good shit. How many times a week do I work out? 5 to 6, I would say. I'd say 5 to 6. So if you're more advanced, but more advanced training, so it's kind of interesting because what is intermediate or advanced? So it's funny when people are saying how total body workouts, like I was just saying, total body workouts are great for beginners. If you're brand new, you should be doing more total body for at least the first couple of weeks. And you can, depending on how much of a beginner and how you react and how much volume you're doing, you could do total body workouts for several weeks. Several months you can, but as also intermediate and advanced, you can also do total body workouts, and that can be great for an advanced lifter. So it depends on the intensity, depends on what your goals are, depends on how much, like how your experience, because if you've been lifting for 10, 15, 20 years, you can do really hard workouts 3 days a week. That might be ideal if you only have 3 days a week where you can really schedule in quality lifting sessions. Then maybe the other days you don't have quite as much time. You do yoga, you do recovery, you do other things. So that just fits your schedule. So it can be used great, wonderfully. It could be, it can use, you can use total body wonderfully for time constraints, for the advanced lifting, but it's also perfect because it limits the volume you can do per body part. So for beginners, you would do one set per body part. You do like a little circuit. You do like one exercise for legs, and then you do one for chest with longer rest periods. And you really don't go to failure, like brand new beginner, just like educational, like, and you do that. And then on in a couple of days, you do it again. But for someone who's advanced doing 3 days a week total body, you'd be doing fucking deadlifts and squats and maybe lunges and, you know, bench pressing and push-ups and supersets. You could do some fucking damage. So it's still, it's but that would still consider 3 days a week total body. But obviously those two workouts would look completely different. You'd be fucking just blasted. You'd be blasted as a beginner. You'd be in the fucking hospital. But if you're advanced, it's a tool. So it's tool. All these things are tools. So if somebody that asks me, what's my favorite exercise or what's the best movement for this? Or do you like, or is incline good or decline good? Or is flies good or are flies good? Or lunges, or which is better, dumbbell lunges or barbell lunges? Everything is a tool in the box. Same thing with program design. It's all a tool. All of it is a tool. So you can use your program design awareness and how you're designing your program. That's a tool. You're using a certain method. You're using your program design tool to customize what fits your schedule. And that's the beauty of bodybuilding. That's the beauty of fitness. You don't have to do it like anyone else. You don't have to do it like me. You don't have to do it like some other celebrity. You're like, oh, look what they did. Let me do it that. Like, not necessarily. It doesn't mean that that's going to work for you. A celebrity that has all the time in the world, people cooking for them and access to all the gyms and people just doing all their other errands and shit like that. You know, you don't have that kind of money. You don't have that kind of leisure. Your life isn't all about, it's all about fitness. Don't get me wrong. People misconstrue that all the time. Well, your life shouldn't revolve around fitness. Fuck yes. Fuck yes, it does. I hate that shit. Your life doesn't revolve around, yes, it does. Yes, it does. Are you out of your fucking mind? That's why you're probably fat. Everyone's life should revolve around fitness. Now, your entire life shouldn't be about necessarily being in the gym. It's all the pieces that you have to put together. So you have to mold and customize to fit your goals and your lifestyle. So I think everyone thinks that if your life revolves around fitness, they use this idea that they're just living in the gym. That's not what fitness is. That's not what fitness is. You don't have to be in a gym. You can have equipment at home. You can be in the gym 3 days a week and get in some major fucking lifts, have a couple things at home and do some accessory stuff at home. Maybe you don't have room for like a massive squat rack. Maybe you don't have room for all these machines and things at home. Well, you can fucking literally go to the gym 3 days a week, smash, and have some dumbbells at home for arm day and stuff like that. Donna, also post that in the Facebook group, my dear. So post to both places. There's a lot more action. People are always up in the Facebook group. So make sure you post it in both places for the fastest response. But I'll check it out. What if you're not sure? Where do you get started learning how to build them? Well, you have an amazing tool. It's called Google and a cell phone, where you can check and learn and educate yourself. But if you want to learn more about program design and you want to customize your own, that's what we do inside Soulnormous X. So I have full programs and I'm adding more all the time, but I also have an entire archive that helps you build out your own programs and helps you understand and how to customize your own programming within Soulnormous X. So you could check out my site if you're interested, but you could also Google and YouTube and learn more about program design. It's education. It's knowledge like anything else. It's knowledge just like anything else. Yeah, you're welcome, Donna. Just make sure you request access and all that stuff. So yeah, We get a lot of requests and we have to filter through a lot of people that just aren't members. So make sure you put in your email and stuff on the prompt when you request access to the Facebook group. Welcome, welcome. Let's see. What was I saying? So knowledge. I see more and more. Most people think that there's like, okay, where do you go for this thing? It's like, well, where do you go to learn heart surgery? Where do you go to learn how to be a lawyer? Like it's acquiring knowledge. So that's why if someone asks me, well, how come you're just referring people to Solnormus X? Cause I know what's in there. I know what I know. And I know what I provide members. And people are like, well, it costs money. Well, of course, you got to pay to play. Fuck yeah. We're all trying to make a living and follow our passions. So you got a couple options. You got 1200 episodes. And I'm not saying this to directly answer that question, just to anyone, because I get this question a lot. And it's like, well, yeah, it's fucking work. It's the accumulation of all my education, knowledge, and experience. So yeah, I'm going to charge for it. But I also have 1200 podcasts. I have blogs on my site. I have lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of Instagram posts with super long fucking essay captions about it. And you have Google and you have thousands of YouTube videos and thousands and millions of pieces of content that you can go through. So that's why I created Solnormus X. So you don't have to fucking learn for 20 years. You can generate a lot of your knowledge and start from a much higher level because I put it all in one spot. And that's what people generally do when they have products and services. Like they'll put a program together or they'll put like a nutrition plan. I don't like those types of things. I don't like those types of things because it gives you one program or one nutrition plan. I don't like telling people this is how you should eat. How the fuck? I don't know you. So that's why I talk about the elimination diet. That's why we have the nutrition jumpstart in Solnormus X and the walkthrough of the elimination diet and all the breakdowns of the different eating lifestyles and training program styles. There's so much information. So it's educational. It's like an encyclopedia resource as well as, you know, streaming content and yoga classes and stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of weird shit out there. And people always ask me, you know, where would you go? Where would you go? Like, where can I find yoga classes? Where can I find Inside Solnormus X? Like literally everything I talk about, I provide members. So I don't recommend people, oh, go check out this channel. I don't watch other people's shit because a lot of it's crap. So I created my own. So I know what I'm providing. And that's why I talk so highly about it because it's fucking awesome. So you can go and Google and you're rolling the dice, literally rolling the dice. You don't know what you're getting. You might get great stuff. There's a lot of great free fucking content out there, but instead of watching Netflix, instead of just vegging out on Instagram, scrolling and looking at, you know, pictures of cats and shit, it's like, take the time and listen to podcasts like you all are now, or go and read about it. People don't want to learn. And it's like going to school. Of course. Well, it's educating yourself. You're learning, 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 learning. You can learn for free. With the internet, you don't need a college degree. You don't need it. Depends on if someone else wants to see it for like a job or something or higher education. But in terms of like learning shit to acquire the knowledge, you can pretty much learn what a doctor knows. You can learn what a doctor knows if you're going to sit there on fucking Google and read all the shit and learn and look up and read those books and stuff. Like no one's stopping you from learning the same material that a doctor would know. No one's keeping you from learning chemistry, organic chem. No one's keeping you from learning program design. You are. Like type in program design. If you want to learn, then type in how to design your own fitness program and go down that rabbit hole and try to find reputable sources. That's the thing you're going to go looking for. Either you go and look for all that and I don't like that. The number one thing that you need is to stop wasting your fucking time. So if I can help people not waste fucking time, I will, which is why And I'll end on this, which is why I created Soulnormous X. So you don't have to waste fucking time. You just go to one place and get your meditation, your programs, your instructional videos, master classes, community, fucking yoga studio, mobility, short mobility classes, workouts in a gym, workouts at home, everything inside one fucking place. And that's why it's the fucking shit. And it's relatively new. It's been like a year and a half, 2 years. So if you think it's awesome now, we're just getting fucking started. You think that I'm stopping anytime soon? You think the Daily Swole is stopping? Think Soulnormous X is stopping anytime soon? There has to be some kind of cataclysmic event where there's no electricity and no internet in it for this not to exist. That's it. That's it. One-stop shop. That's damn fucking right. One-stop shop. Save you time. Don't go, where'd I find this? Where'd I find this? Here. Soulnormous X. You don't want to join. Again, if you don't want to join, it's cool. It's cool. Not everyone can afford it. I understand. But you got Google. So there's no excuse not to acquire it. It's just your effort. It's your effort. Yeah, someone said people pay $80,000 a year for college degrees and then get nothing out of it. Damn straight. Jordan Peterson, Joe Rogan, and David Goggins taught me and then found Papa Allen and Michelle. To be mentioned with those people. Thank you very much. That means a lot. Good company. Amazing fucking company. Sarah, currently working towards my CPT through NASM. What would you recommend to follow up with post-certification? Thank you. Well, I mean, certifications are great. NASM is great information. I would experience. I would shadow some trainers. I would find some like really reputable trainers in your area and see if you can shadow them, maybe assist them and get a lot of hands-on experience. It's a lot of experience. I mean, corrective exercise is great. The information is great, but it's also the application. So I would recommend you learn the business of fitness more and how you want to provide your services, because that's going to be what holds a lot of people back. A lot of people know training or know fitness, but they don't know how to like market themselves, and they don't know how to promote their brand and stuff on social media, or they don't know how to acquire clients, or they don't know how to work with various clients depending, but get experience. A great way is like at a gym, at a regular gym where there's a lot of traffic. I think that's always great for a new trainer, even though it's not like going to maybe pay you as much as private training, because you could build a private training business on the side. But the reason, like when you work at like a larger gym, you'll get a lot more variety of people. You'll get like experience being with people, different types of people, dealing with people, learning how to train people with different backgrounds or different abilities and certain different limitations. Unless so that's going to be better. And that's only going to help you with like a private training business. Again, I don't know what your goals are with that. People are talking about organic chemistry. I aced organic chemistry. Aced. I got hundreds on everything. Hard as fuck. I've never studied so hard in my life, but I aced it. My brain is very visual. So I could picture the molecules, and I could picture the interactions, and I could picture the contact and the physical. My brain, I could rotate shit like in my head 3D. If you don't have like a multidimensional way of like thinking visually, organic chemistry is fucking, you're going to bomb that. That really exposes people that have like that kind of like a way of thinking. Yeah, that's the separation there, because it's not like anything else you've ever done. It's very three-dimensional, and it's critical thinking. It's a very critical thinking, which is unique. I've studied so many different things, exercise science, but then I've continued to take classes after. I've taken classes for a bunch of years because I was going to go back to school a couple times. I was going back to med school, and then I was going to go to physical therapy school, and then I was going to go to med school. I didn't like general chemistry. I didn't like that, but organic chemistry was fun because that was real shit. It's like, oh, I'm making things. Anyway, but in a few minutes, I got to roll because I got to connect with Alan in a couple minutes. I'm probably going to be running a few minutes behind, but I will see everyone tomorrow for episode 1204 of Mills Musketeers Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevecast, and Slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Remember, now I'm going to go live. I'm going to connect with Alan over on his channel at Every Damn Day Fitness. So if you want to catch me live in just a couple more moments, we're going to continue the show over there. So those of you that are on YouTube, head on over to Alan's channel. Make sure you subscribe there too. And also, if you haven't checked out today's Ask Papa Swolio on Swolenormous, make sure you go and subscribe there and like that video. Give a drop a comment there too and drop your question over on Ask Papa Swolio. Brand new episode dropped today. And I'll see everyone tomorrow for episode 1204 of The Sleaze. Peace, McGeese. Deuce, McGoose. Ya boy, Papa Swolio. Oh, out.